Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stola people. I have a very special guest for you, Mission City Councilor Ken Arar, and we will be talking about the mission, the city of Mission, and also his work on race relations in the on the Fraser Valley. Thank you for joining us, Ken, and congratulations.
Yeah, no, thank you, Sujit. Thanks for having me on the program again. Yeah, it's nice to be reelected to serve the community of Mission here, which I was born and raised. I bring back experience, and I will continue to fight for a community on the key issues that come forward.
And I wanted to ask you, we covered that last time you were here, but what are your main issues?
There's many, big issues that I think we'll be looking at. Mission is growing very rapidly. We lack infrastructure in our communities in terms of school, and some of our roadways, our ambulance services, and our hospitals, are just to name a few. And I think that we need to be very mindful of the fact that we need to grow in a way where we can still provide adequate service for people. You don't have to go out of town to go to hospital or to go to schools. And that's something that we need to work with our provincial counterparts. And that's something that I'll be very mindful as we move forward in terms of approving development projects that we can sustain and providing good services for those people that want to move here, because we hear that quite a bit over this last term that people are going out of town to get services and get the help they need that we don't have here. Just for example, even the ICBC office, which I've been advocating when I ran last term, that we should have at least driving services here for people. People have to go to Maple Ridge or Abbotsford to renew their licenses or get their driving needs met. So, I think it's time for our community of Mission to really stand out here, in the Fraser Valley. We're a destination place where people are moving here to move and to live their life here. So, and move with their families. So, I will continue to fight. I mean, one of the other issues that we'll be facing is our taxation rate that we'll be approving here, by the end of the year or early next year for next June here. So, we need to keep in fact that inflation has really risen, and people are really having a hard time to make ends meet here. So that's something that is also on my radar screen as well.
Well, it's good that you brought that up, because I had a question about that. As you know, Abbotsford has the Abbotsford Food Banks that's run through the community services. Does Mission have something similar?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, there's many different organizations. We have our Archway Community Services, I believe they have a program, and there's many other programs too, nonprofit programs. There are many church groups that also operate, and I think it's St. Joseph's, I believe, and they do a lot of good work. So, I do make my regular donations every Christmas as well.
Okay.
So I know many other people in the community support that, and we are very grateful for our community here. And I know that Abbotsford Mission rank very highly in terms of when people give donations.
Absolutely.
We rank as one of the top communities, and I think that's a great reflection of the place we live in.
Yeah, generally the Fraser Valley is very compassionate with its charity work.
Yeah, no, it's great. And we do it not just during Christmas, I believe it's all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I had another question. Throughout my interviews when I was interviewing councillors during the election in Mission, I was hearing one issue that was popping up over and over again. It was the problem with schooling. And can you explain a little bit about that? Or does Mission need new schooling?
Yes, we just don't need a new high school, but also we're lacking probably at least another elementary school for the kids. Here in Mission, we experience a lot of growth on the north end of Mission, a lot of in the Cedar Valley area. And so in terms of the school, we did meet with the Minister of Education at the UBCM in September. We had a brief meeting with her, and she was optimistic as if the school was going to happen here.
Okay.
It wasn't a completely dead issue, but they were going to let us know in January. if this could be met. They were going to look at their budgeting and see, and seeing if that was going to work out for us in our community. And saying all that, I'd like to give a shout out to Paddy Tour and his people that have been really advocating, and not just his, but many people, but him specifically. They worked really hard to bring this to attention and light. You know, Pamela Alexis, 2 years ago, before she was successful in her MLA bid, one of her promises were to keep to build to get the new school built. And obviously, you know, COVID came and the floodings and all those issues came, and you know, they're saying they don't have the funds to sign their budget anymore. So, but I give the community credit. They really stood up, you know, Sarjeet, to, you know, bring this forward and not give up. You know, the old Mission School has a lot of history in it. It's, I think it was built in the maybe in the late 40s, maybe early 50s. You know, it was a great sports school. You know, and I actually attended there in 80, 1986, and I went there as a kid to watch all the basketball games, and it was a real, you know, treat to see Abbotsford and Mission battle all the times in the, you know, late 70s and early 80s. It was, you know, it was legendary. But knowing that, we have to move forward, and we need a new school. And as you know, coming back to council, I will continue to advocate for that through our MLA and through the ministry to make sure that we get our funding here very soon. I mean, we're 2 years away from the provincial election. I think the NDP have it on their radar screen if, you know, they need to follow up on their promise here. So let's see what happens. I'm, you know, but I will continue to advocate, and I thank the community for stepping up forward and keeping them accountable on this promise that needs to be done. So, you know, with time to get the school done, you know, Sarjeet, you know, it takes years. You know, the conversation takes a year or two, and then the whole project itself takes probably, you know, 2 to 4 years, right? You know, to see completion sometimes, right? So, you know, we're a ways away yet, right? You know, for to see a new school, and then on top of that, we need an elementary school. The kids are still in portables, and we don't have that, and so we need that discussion, and we need dollars here. And I think Mission is lacking in a lot of dollars that we need from the province, and we need a lot of attention here because it's just not happening. You know, just for your listenership, you know, Mission used to be one of the capitals of, you know, political capitals in the Fraser Valley. You know, outside of Westminster back in the 50s and 60s, and even up to the late early 70s, you know, Mission was a town where people did commerce. Abbotsford was a smaller community in those days. It was a farming community, and it closed down at 5 o'clock. Mission stayed open. Everybody came to Mission for everything. But that switched in the early to mid 70s because the freeway went through Abbotsford, connected from Vancouver to Abbotsford and beyond. And also, so that changed, but Seven Oaks was supposed to be in Mission in the, I think it was in the early 70s, 73 or 75, and Mission Council in the day turned that down, and it went to Abbotsford. That really benefited Abbotsford, and Mission lost out. And that's kind of that, and that changed the direction a little bit, where Abbotsford really grew, and Mission kind of didn't grow as fast. And us being on a hillside doesn't help our progress either. So those are some of the things. The school is very important. I know people are really advocating for that. Keeping our local MLA, Pamela X, is accountable on her promise, and the government, that we need this now more than ever. And we need, you know, and so we're hopeful, and you know, we're trying to be patient and understanding of the situation, but we need that done.
Yes, that's very interesting. I did not know about Seven Oaks actually.
Yeah, it was originally planned in Mission to be built in Mission, but the council of the day turned it down. I
Wow.
mean, I can understand their insight on the situation, but their foresight, they you know, they wanted to keep the community kind of more of a family, smaller community. But what it really did is it really set us back in terms of how we could grow, in terms of our commercial growth, and where we could really benefit, where we lack considerably in our industrial and commercial growth here in Mission. We're about 75-25. We're 75 residential and 25 commercial and industrial. And we need to pick that commercial industrial up a little bit by at least about 15 to 20%. And then you can see more,
You need a bit of a balance, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't have that. We're heavy on it. We got a lot of, we need to have more commercial industrial to make up for that fact. And that's one of the reasons, just to go off a little topic here, and that's why I supported the waterfront and the plan there with that, with the Martini Group, which was supposed to build out 2,000 jobs a couple of years ago. And that would have really helped our community short-term and long-term. And that we turned that, well, we didn't turn it down, but we put a study on there. And then the Martini family decided not to proceed here because it's going to take too long to get all their permitting, which they had it all planned out on the waterfront. And they moved to Langley, which is being built now, probably pretty close to completion, and it looks amazing. And to me, that's the closest thing that we have seen since the Seven Oaks, when we turned that down in the 70s, the Martini plan, the waterfront thing, that's closest. That's probably the next biggest disaster for our community that we didn't move with that plan. So that's how I feel on it. I voted against the study at that time, 2 years ago. I still stand by that decision.
And if I could ask you one last question before I let you go. You worked a lot on diversity before you became city councilor in Mission. And as you know, diversity is a big issue, not only in the Fraser Valley, but all across Canada. We're lacking leadership in diversity in some cases. What do you have to say about diversity, having worked in that project before?
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks, Sajid, for that question. excuse me here.
No problem.
I'm still very passionate about, diversity and inclusion and bringing the best out of people. Our community has really changed over the last, not just the last 10 years, but even the last 5 years. I know there's a lot of change, a lot of new people in the community, and not new people coming to the country. I think that's wonderful. I think it's great that we welcome people from all parts of the world. Now, the biggest challenge we face from there is, how do we get people involved in the community?
Mm-hmm.
Get people to get to know one another and not feel so isolated from each other. When I talk about diversity, people, often, oh, Kent's talking about diversity, that's great. But it's more than that when I talk about it. you gotta encourage more integration in the community.
Mm-hmm.
For diversity to be successful and to have, I believe, less racism in the community and stigmatization and stereotyping is when people work together.
Mm-hmm.
So, when people have in your neighborhoods and everybody's playing together on the young kids are playing together on the sports fields or in their communities or, walking together. I think we're a better community because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And diversity shines through that. And that's a point I try to make all those years that I spoke on diversity, the decades that I've done it. That is the goal. And that's where we still struggle with it.
Mm-hmm.
We still struggle with it because when my father came as being a pioneer Indo-Canadian family, when you look at the past history of where we came from in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
60s, and 70s, even the 80s,
mm-hmm.
People really mixed with one another. Now we've seen a change and a big shift where that doesn't happen anymore. We see, for example, the South Asian community, we're both South Asian. We see, diversity. I'd like to see more integration where we come from our community,
mm-hmm.
like what we could do to make people welcome into our community. I mean, it happens, it happens, but I like to see it happen more often. I don't think it's happening enough where it should be.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to give it a little credit. I don't think people do it intentionally,
mm-hmm.
but I think that we need to be aware of the fact that if we're going to battle racism, stigmatization, and stereotyping, we need to be mindful of the fact that we need to say hello to somebody, have the conversation with somebody, talk to, just be kind, and then people go, wow, we don't have that. We don't have we're not struggling with challenges anymore, and that's been my main goal and mission here when I was advocating for that. And I do that for our small. I don't do it as much because obviously my council duties take a lot of my time, but I do where I can. I tell kids, when you guys go play hockey, make sure you invite your whole neighborhood to play with you, meaning other people than your own ethnic group. So you play with one another. You get to know one another. And then you grow. You go, wow, Charlie was my friend, or, Sam was my friend. We grew up together. And you hear a lot of the stories from our generation.
Absolutely.
But you don't hear that now so much. Everybody is together, which is fine, too. That's okay, too. But we should be mindful of the fact that we live in a country where diversity is working, but it can work better if we all
absolutely. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley. Join me again next week right here on CIBL 101.7 FM as I have another great episode for you.